Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. And joining us on the line now is the head boys track and field coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Kyle Galatich, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Anytime, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your schedule, at least up to this point around the halfway mark of the season, I'd say just from that first outdoor meet at Ballard at the start of April to now, your team has seen a lot of growth in a lot of different areas. Just, you know, what are some things off the top of your head that have really stood out to you about how this team has come along now to about the halfway point of the season?
Yeah, I'd really agree. I mean, as the weather gets nicer, you know, generally you start running better. Our first few meets, we didn't have great weather, and you know, you just kind of are kind of stagnant in your development. But no, they've been working really hard top to bottom, and that's kind of what we talked about our first day was, you know, the end results will take care of themselves, but it's just about our improvement, whether it's every practice, every meet, just the matter of getting better. And if we get better, then we'll be where we want to be at the end of the year.
And looking at those who are leading your team this year, obviously there's a nucleus of a handful of guys that have really just set the standard for your squad so far. Colby Hyde in the field, Nick Seversight, two guys with a lot of experience at some high-level races are back from a year ago. You add in a Tanner Tweed who's seen a big jump in his sophomore season. Braden Young, he comes back out his senior year and has done a lot of good things. Wyatt Gilder is a freshman that really has, I think, a lot of potential as well. When you look at kind of that core nucleus that's leading the way right now, what are some things that's impressed you about how they've gone about their day-to-day and their meat business?
Well, I just say, you know, top to bottom, just how hard everybody works. You know, that's, you know, well, there are days we'll have really hard workouts. You don't hear anybody complain. It's just a matter of wanting to get better. And, you know, I know Nick and Colby have done a great job leading these guys. They've kind of been through the trenches before down at Drake and State and that kind of stuff. So they kind of know what to expect and kind of what we expect in practices. And they lead the way for us. And, you know, they lead by example, but, you know, they're not also afraid to say, hey, this is what we need to do. We need to get better here. We need to step this up. So really impressed with their leadership. And it's just kind of trickled down to the younger guys and bringing them along also.
And speaking of some of that big nucleus, they will be running in some races at the Drake Relays. Obviously, Colby Hyde in the field qualified in the 100 and the 400, and then that 4x1 is also in for the Drake Relays. And you guys were awfully close to getting in either the 4x2 or the 4x4 as well. But when you look at those that are going down to compete at Drake coming up at the end of this week, you know, what's kind of the expectation from them for their mindset going in, and what are they hoping to see when they get down to the Blue Oval?
I think the biggest thing is just getting out and competing. You know, you're going to be running against the best down there, and that's kind of how we want to judge ourselves, is against the best. And, you know, and just looking at, number one, it's a great experience to get on the track, because when we get down the state, you know, we want to be familiar with that, and we've got, you know, a couple guys that haven't ever run down there, so it's just kind of a good introduction for them to running down there, and, you know, just to kind of see where we're at. I wish we would have qualified in a few more events, but, you know, with the weather the way it was and missing out on, you know, some races that I thought, you know, if we could have run maybe a couple more times or had another meet in there with some good weather, I think we could have done better. But it gives us something to work for here at the end also.
And looking at the schedule coming up, obviously this week, obviously a busy week with the Drake Relays, but you open up the week coming up tomorrow when you guys are at the Bomber Relays down at Ballard. You have your home boys meet on Thursday, kind of right in the middle of that Drake Relays, which can make things a little bit tricky for some teams. And then next week you've got the Gilbert Bengal Relays at Gilbert. You've got the Roland Story track meet on the 1st, North Polk Co-Ed Invitational before you get to your conference meet on the 8th of May. When you look at some of the schedule coming up, definitely some bigger competition in terms of the size of the schools you'll be going up against. What is a goal or two that you and the athletes have in mind here coming up as you get to the other side of the relays and prepare for not only conference but state qualifying?
Yeah, I would say the first half of this week, I mean, it's going to be going hard, and you know, being the smallest school going to some of these meets, you know, we don't fill out every race. We don't have 110 highs. We don't have shuttle, you know. So when we go into these races, it's just kind of, what do we need to get better? What do we need to focus on? And to be honest, the beginning of this week is a workout week for us. So there'll be guys that are running four events, and we look at them as practice. And then once we get through Drake, really the next week and a half will be kind of more difficult, and you know, we'll have difficult practices, and I'm not so much concerned what the races look like in those meets. I just want, when we get to conference, I want us to be kind of peaking and at our best, so we'll kind of taper things off before then, and then we'll have a week until districts. So I mean, the next week and a half, 2 weeks, it's going to be, you know, running hard in meets, but it's also going to be running hard in practice and kind of getting us to where we're peaking right when we need to.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at the Bomber Relays, at your home boys meet, and at the Drake Relays.
All right. Thanks, Quinn. Thanks for all your coverage. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Kyle Galatich, the head boys track and field coach for the South Hamilton Hawks here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.